Hi, I'm Mike Dilk and you're listening to the Relax Back UK show, the show that explores all kinds of health topics relevant to you, your family and your friends. Each week I talk to expert guests from a range of backgrounds to inform and entertain you. So please do join the Relax Back UK family and stay tuned.
Hi, and thank you for joining me on the Relax Back UK show. This week I talked to Leon Almishan of Man's Matters. And guys, it sounds like it's all over.
Microplastics, inflammation, modern day diseases, diabetes increasing, blood pressure, depression, anxiety, mental health issues. All that leads at the end to erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, this week the topic is erectile dysfunction, what can cause it, how widespread it is, and what to do about it. So please do stay tuned for an important show. Thank you.
This show is cool.
So my first question to Leon was just how common is erectile dysfunction?
Now this is the shocking fact. So one in five men will have erectile dysfunction or some sort of erectile weakness. One in five, that's 320 million globally. And predicted to go to 500 million by 2030.
Why is it predicted to the figures to go up?
Right. Unfortunately, we are surrounded by things that kills our sperms, our libido, our testosterone, stress, microplastics, inflammation, modern day diseases, diabetes increasing, blood pressure, depression, anxiety, mental health issues. All that leads at the end to erectile dysfunction.
It sounds like the human race is on its way out.
Unfortunately. Have you seen the movie Children of Men? It's an old movie, sci-fi.
I haven't seen it. Well, it'll give me nightmares.
It's a bit like that, you know, where they, in the future, men just become a rare... kids or babies become a rare commodity. Okay. You can't get them.
All right, no, this is terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Hopefully we can get them. No, we won't get there. All right, so we've established that actually this is quite a problem. This is quite an issue. You went through some of the causes briefly, but can you outline sort of some of the issues that are going on, or if you've got another way of describing the causes when patients come to see you?
Okay, you know, so let's start with what is erection problems or ED? So erectile dysfunction is not being able to get an erection or sustain it firm enough to have sex. Basically, it's a blood flow issue and a signal issue from the brain. That's basically what it is.
Okay.
You know?
So that's two simple... So I'm thinking, all right, that sounds like two simple things. One sounds psychological and the other sounds kind of physical.
Okay, let me put it in a complete picture. So in a very simple term so people can understand it. So I tell my patient when they come to my clinic, there's five forces. If they work together very well, you're going to have the best erections. So number one, okay, is the mind, the spark. Well, the arousal happens. Number two, testosterone, the fire, that desire, passion.
Testosterone, you said. Okay, so there's...
That's the fire.
The hormone you need.
That's right. So that's desire, passion. Number three will be the blood flow, the fuel that builds blood flow to the penis and pressure. The oxygen, which is the air to keep the fire alive. Mm-hmm. Then the fifth one, pelvic floor muscles, the forge or the fire pit that keeps everything else together and prevents energy leakage.
Okay, all right. Why don't we explore each of those five and run through them? It sounds like a good plan.
Okay, so most of erectile dysfunctions are vasculogenic, as in blood vessels related. 80%, actually, 70 to 80% of erection problem to do with blood vessels, with blood flow.
All right, well, I guess that makes sense, because that's where it comes from. It comes from blood going into the penis, doesn't it?
So. And people say to me sometimes, but it's in the mind. No, it's not. It's in the blood flow, actually, but the mind amplifies it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. All right, that makes sense. So okay, there's a problem with blood flow. And that can be brought about by what?
By anything that blocks blood. So basically, since the blood vessel and the penis are the smallest in the body, smaller than the ones in your heart, your brain, in fact, if you get any sort of erection problems, no other medical history, it's an early warning sign to cardiovascular disease. It means in 5 years, maybe, you might have a heart attack or a stroke. So you need to check your lifestyle.
Yeah.
It could be eating the wrong sort of diet, junk food, fast food, inflammatory food. You could be not sleeping very well, you know.
So if you have this, issue, don't ignore it, because it could be a symptom of something else that actually could kill you.
It's a health issue. It's not just a bedroom issue. It's a health issue. Yeah. Exactly. Right. So that's the blood flow. So anything impacts blood flow, and most of the blockages or the damage will be in the penis.
Right.
Just so people need to know that. Now, number two, okay, is the signal, the mind. So you get aroused, the signal from the mind travels through the spine, comes out from the sacral region or the lower back into the penis. Anything interferes with this or weakens the signal, lower back pain, compression, chronic I'm talking about here, or drug abuse or alcohol abuse, or simply the partner you're looking at, not attractive, or you had surgery in the pelvic region. So that affects the signal.
Okay.
Then you have, you know, testosterone. Testosterone is actually, people think testosterone causes erection. It doesn't. It just makes things ready. I'll go back.
Yeah, so, talk about what testosterone is.
Testosterone is a hormone. Okay. It's mainly associated with sexual health, but it's not. It gives you drive, motivation. It's really important. It gives you a zest for life. So people normally with true lack of testosterone, they report less morning erection, but that's not the main problem. Lack of drive. I can't be bothered. Get out of bed. I feel demotivated. I don't care anymore about myself. You know, low energy, fatigue. These are symptoms of true low testosterone.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So testosterone is important, but it's basically make the brain signal sharper. Okay. Make the blood flow on the blood vessels work properly. That's what it does.
Right.
You know, but it doesn't cause erection problems, but it's kind of contributes to it.
All right. And so if you have low testosterone, that's something that can be addressed.
That was
more of a question than a statement.
Yeah. Sure. So I would say, you know, if you have less morning erection, that's the first sign. Get your blood test. Check first, go to your GP, and they'll just check your blood. Ask for testosterone profile blood test. They'll check that.
And that's something a GP will do, is it?
It's simple. Blood test, yeah, they do it. Yeah. And the thing with morning erections, just while we're on this subject, it's natural for men to have 3 to 5 nocturnal erections. They're not necessarily sexual. They're just your body trying to maintain the penis. It's a barometer of health, actually. So the less or no morning erections, the more the worries, because it means there is a blockage and that can translate into cardiovascular disease, you know, heart and stroke and that sort of area. So it's important to get that checked.
Okay. All right.
All right. Yep. So moving on to, from testosterone to, we talked about testosterone, so we talked about that, and we need to talk about the signal, we talked about the hormone, testosterone, pelvic floor muscles.
Okay.
These muscles are important for male and females. Women know more about it than men, and that's because women, after giving birth, they have issues with incontinence. That's when they get to know about it, and that's why men know about it through their partners in general. Men have the same muscle, and in terms of sexual function, if these muscles are strong and healthy, they can give you stronger ejaculation, stronger orgasm, because they contract. They trap the blood longer, so you have a longer lasting erection, and firmer erections, and better bladder control. You don't have to go to wee as often at night, for example, or you can control your flow, okay, basically. So that's really important.
Yeah. So this is a muscle. And like all muscles, I suppose, if you don't look after it, they tend to get a bit weak.
That's right.
All right. So, well, we'll come on to cures and things, etc., later. But because I'm, yeah. But let's just talk about this one right now.
Sure.
It's obvious if you want to keep your arm muscles, you lift weights, etc. Right. So if you want to keep your pelvic floor muscle in trim, what do?
You do what we call Kegel exercises or pelvic floor muscles. You can find out on online. There's a YouTube channel from doctors and physiotherapists. You can go to a specialist, pelvic floor physio specialist, or even some doctors are specialized in that, and they can go and see them, and they will teach you how to use it. Okay. You know, it's not difficult. It's a bit boring because a lot of guys, if they don't see the changes, they stop. So if you go to the gym, you do some bicep curls or bench press, you see the muscle in the mirror, like, oh great, this, I can see the development.
It's working.
Yeah. It's working. But I'm doing squeezes inside you, and you don't see anything. You have to wait. You have to do it for 2 or 3 months to see a difference. And they just give up. They don't do it, unfortunately.
Okay, I can imagine that. Blokes often quite impatient.
That's true, very true. Yeah. Right. So these muscles are really, really important to train.
Okay. All right. So you went through these 5 different things that are all...
Or physical.
Physical.
We'll go back on the psychological.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about what to do about these 5 different things if they are not working quite properly. You go through them in any order you like and tell us how to deal with it.
Okay. Well, let's just reverse back a little bit here. So as I said, 80% physical or physiological, 20% psychological. That's sort of roughly the equation. But they come together. If this let you down once or twice, the mind starts to worry. It's a vicious circle. One trigger, the other one's off. So we need to break that cycle. But if you change your lifestyle, that's the treatment we're talking about here. Change your lifestyle, exercise, sleep better. Make sure when you sleep, you're not snoring so much, or you're not breathing from your mouth, you're breathing from your nose. It's essential. You need oxygen to develop testosterone and growth hormone. And you only get that in deep sleep, in REM, R-E-M phase. Okay. So if you're snoring, for whatever reason, it could be you're overweight, it could be there was a physical interruption, and like a septum or adenoid, or, you know, get that checked, then you'll have less oxygen. You can still have more air because you're breathing from your mouth, but it doesn't mean that oxygen will be dissolved in the blood. Okay. Because in the nose, you have special cells convert and release nitric oxide. It's a molecule in the blood vessel, make the blood vessel go wide. You get more blood flow. Right. If you don't breathe from your nose, you're not going to get that effect.
All right, so let me just state what I think you said. The body, to make testosterone, will only do that when you're asleep, and will only do that during deep REM sleep.
We'll do it, yeah, exactly. When it efficiently only does it when you're in REM phase or in deep sleep.
Okay.
And if you're not getting into deep, because basically if you breathe from your nose or you have sleep apnea, okay, what happens is your body thinks you're suffocating. You're not getting enough oxygen, the right oxygen in the blood. So the body increases stress hormone, cortisol, and danger hormone, adrenaline. And what they do, they wake you up from the deep sleep. Mm-hmm. So you're interrupted.
All right. Yeah. So good sleep is very important, and that's a whole nother issue. That's a whole series of talks about sleep, and actually that is a topic we've covered. I've covered on the show previously, but it shows how vital sleep is to kind of every part of our lives, really.
Absolutely. And we spend 7-8 hours, should be, a day of, or 24 hours sleeping. That's a huge chunk of your life.
Yeah.
Basically, so it's important to recover and recharge.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise, elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Let's continue talking about testosterone, because I've heard of people getting injections to increase testosterone.
I'm not a huge fan of this practice, only because it comes with risks. It comes with risks, and the first you need to make sure that you go in to do this with a medical doctor who actually specialist in testosterone.
Yeah, don't order it on the internet, I think, is probably the key here.
I just mentioned earlier, it doesn't actually help with the... It's not the one that actually gives you an erection. It helps, but it's not the one. The main one is blood flow. 80% is blood flow. Sure. But if the blood test says your testosterone is on the low side, but not zero, not very low, then you can... There are other ways naturally you can boost it.
Okay.
Like sleep, for example. Yeah. Sleeping, eating the right thing, less junk food, processed food, less sugar. Sugar or carbs is inflammatory. Yeah? So that's the exercise, for example. Do weight training, because weight training increases the need for testosterone production. Having certain food, like with zinc and magnesium and omega-3 in the food, which will also help to get you better testosterone.
Okay. This is all peer-reviewed, published stuff. This is all out there, proper medical information.
That's right. Yeah, it is.
That's what we like on this show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So have we covered testosterone? Is there more we need to say about that?
Well, that's it in terms of what we're talking about, erectile dysfunction. I'm not going to go into deep into testosterone now.
No.
We can. Maybe another episode. We covered that. And then do you want to cover the... Oh, yeah, the mental side of it?
Yeah, let's talk about that, because, I think that's probably important. Okay. You say kind of, generally speaking, 80% physical, 20% psychological.
They link together.
So if the
physical side let you down once or twice, your mind starts to worry. And then you activate, you become, we call this performance anxiety. Yeah, performance anxiety, where you start to stress. When you start to stress, your body goes into survival mode, the fight or flight mode. So that you have autonomic nervous system. You can't control it, it's just your body reacts. So this is designed to save your life. So if a tiger coming to get you, to eat you, you can't have sex.
There's more important things to worry about, yeah.
Okay, so...
You need to live another day so you can have sex, so... that the human race will continue.
Absolutely. So when this happens, the biological effects, it's all linked together. You see, the biological, psychological, mental, linked together. So the stress releases cortisol hormones, the stress hormone. And what that does is basically the extremities blood vessel, the fingertips, toes, penis, closes off, divert the blood to major organs and muscle ready to fight or run away. So there's less blood flow to the penis. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, okay. Also, as just continue on that, your body increases clotting factors, a protein called fibrinogen and clotting factors. These actually to make your blood stickier and thicker. In case you get attacked by a tiger, you get a bit of bleeding, it straight away clots, so you don't bleed to death.
Okay, so there's like a pre-clotting thing going on.
Yeah.
All right.
And because your blood is thicker and stickier, it's going to affect the circulation in the penis as well. Because if the blood is thinner, blood is better.
Yeah, it's the tiniest blood vessels in the body.
Correct.
Thick blood, not going to go through.
Exactly. All right. So that's another. Another one is basically, you know, it will actually constrict, as I mentioned, the blood vessels. It will make them close off. So you had less blood flow to the penis.
Yeah, because we need the blood elsewhere when we're fighting a tiger.
Correct. Yeah.
Or a lion.
Or a lion, yeah. So that's really the effect of the mental side of it and how it translates physiologically.
All right.
In general.
Yep. So have we covered the main points here, generally speaking?
I think we probably have.
Think
so, yeah.
Okay. So when people come to see you, presumably, again, you're kind of like a counsellor to some extent, trying to find which of these five issues might need to be addressed.
That's right. As I said, we do a medical screening, so a lot of questions, and we go through them together. It's important that we make men feel at ease. You know, you've spoken to another man, relax, and break the ice. It's important because this is a problem. It's a hidden problem. Men don't want to talk about it. Mm. They feel ashamed. They feel depressed about it. And it's important to... I think I have a purpose in life. My purpose in life to raise awareness and to defend men in terms of health. That's what I really want in my career, to help men to optimize their body. Mm-hmm. Whether it's testosterone, sleep, sexual health, that's the aim.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've certainly said that you've helped over 4,000 men in your clinic. Is that in total or as far as Peyronie's disease is concerned? In total. All right. So, you know, you're obviously doing something right because people are coming to you.
Majority of my patients, I would say 60% are Peyronie's. The rest ED. It's rising at the moment. We're getting more ED problems than before. And younger, much younger men as well. In their late 20s and early 30s, they have erectile dysfunction.
Okay. Should we explore what's going on there? Why not? Yeah. So that sounds pretty worrying to me because I'd like to think, okay, so my first thought from a layman's point of view is that erectile dysfunction is probably going to be associated with older men in general.
In general, it's true. But now we're seeing a lot more and a rising and an increase in younger men with erectile dysfunction. It's kind of more psychological with younger men in general. Psychogenic, we call it. And it's related to the rise of porn addiction, the rise of using weed and cocaine and junk food, fast food.
Goodness. All right. So give us a few more details there. First of all, about people being addicted to porn, and which I haven't
really come across myself.
Brief
on that, because I think we're going to do another one on especially on that. Yeah. With another podcast, especially on young men. But I'll give you a brief. So when men watch too much porn, and it's easy now to watch porn on your phone anywhere, really, with Wi-Fi. You just need Wi-Fi. And the porn industry gives you a fake world, a fake fantasy, fake boobs and fake big cocks and longer-lasting session forever, you know, lightings and stuff. And all this sort of... what's the word for it?
It's a myth. It's just not true. It's not real life.
So when the man watches all this and masturbate or, you know, get some climax over that, then a real human partner comes in, naked. You've raised that dopamine bar so high, your brain desensitized. You're not going to be aroused. What we call this a dopamine burnout.
Okay.
So it's not going to affect. You have erection problems. They say, well, I can't have an erection. I see my girlfriend, I don't have an erection. Yeah, because you're watching too much porn. It desensitizes your brain. So I tell them, you know, well, they don't like it. It's just this porn fasting.
All right. So this is a real thing. This is, you know, this exists in today's society. Goodness.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it's alarming, really. Yeah. So I always tell them, you know, if you're in a relationship, a good communication, very important. You know, try not to masturbate. Just have real sex with your partner. If you're not in a relationship, yeah, masturbate, that's fine, but not with porn. Okay. You know, there's other ways. We can talk about that in details in the next episode.
All right. So, let's table that, park that for a moment.
Sure.
You spoke about cocaine, marijuana.
Yes.
Now, those have been around kind of forever.
Correct.
But certainly their use does seem to be increasing. And so you're seeing some kind of knock-on effect there.
Correct.
Talk about that.
Yeah, it basically affects the nervous system. The the spark, basically, the connection, the signal, the chemicals that create the signals, the neurotransmitter, we call them. So that's the problem. That's actually why. And the too much overuse of cocaine and weed affects that signal, so they have erection problems.
All right. And, well, again, this is probably a bit of an impossible question, but I'll ask it anyway. How many of your patients would you potentially attribute that kind of problem to?
In terms of young men, you're talking about?
Young men, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so in my clinical experience, I would say 50% of young men have that problem in my clinic.
Okay. Goodness, so this is quite high. So this is kind of and pointing at more of a social problem, probably.
And the thing is, they don't actually tell you straight away. They'll tell you later. Once you develop, they come for your erectile dysfunction treatment. And we start, let's say, 6 sessions. And we see them once a week. On the 3rd session, after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, they get comfortable with you as a clinician. Friendly. They start talking. Then you revisit the screening process and say, so, any drugs? Before they say, I don't take any drugs. No recreational drugs. Mm-hmm. They say, well, actually, I do. You know, I take this. And how much do you take? And then they become truthful. And then you realize, oh, God, okay, well that the picture is clearer now.
Right. And if people have been doing this, but then they stop, is it like a switch or has damage been done?
No, you can always reverse.
Okay.
That's the good news.
Yeah, that is good news. So you can say that to your patients.
It's like smoking. And that's been proven heavily by research. So if you stop smoking, within weeks, you can reverse the side effects of smoking.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. So that's that. That's good news. All right, so look, we've covered sort of causes and quite a lot of the treatments, yeah. I think, and what will happen when people come to see you in your clinic. It's always good to let people know good, solid resources for information. So if people are listening and that, you know, and they are worried about this and they're not, don't feel quite ready to sort of pick up the phone or make an appointment with their GP or someone like you, but they'd like to do some research on their own.
Yeah.
Can you suggest some, you know, good solid sources of good information?
Again, I would say go to the NHS. I'll give you some sort of information. Our website is very comprehensive, been there for years. So we're trying as hard as we can to make it research-based, of course. And we use other doctors to basically add more knowledge to the website.
Okay. And what's your website? Give us the address.
Mansmatters.co.uk or .com.
Cause, so the reason I ask this, because on the internet in general, there is an awful lot of rubbish about all sorts of things. But about medical matters, that in particular, there seems to be an awful lot of disinformation. So I can imagine if you start hunting, trying to find out some proper information about erectile dysfunction very quickly, you could find all sorts of awful stuff.
That's very true. I mean, you get this herbal stuff from Africa, from other countries, China, and they claim 100% cure for erectile dysfunction. I had a guy once... a lovely couple, they're in their 70s, from Ghana. And he came with erectile dysfunction. It's kind of funny meeting we had. And he said, is this going to work? And I said, well, with your case, could be 50, 60% improvement. And he said, but my friend in Africa said, you know, if I go to the forest with him, there is special herb, it's 100%. I said, well, if you want to go to the forest, get eaten by a lion, you know where we are, we have an address, we're CQC registered, you know, it's up to you. And then his wife, she asked, what about side effects? And I said, well, what, to you or to him? To me, I said, well, if he gets good erection, he'll be happy. You know, he said, oh, okay. So it's really interesting. They both had a very good result, actually. You know, the man was very, very happy. Right. You know, so.
Excellent. All right. Well, look, this, again, is a subject that affects a surprising number of people.
Yeah.
So hopefully our chat will give people good information,
yeah,
potentially help a lot of people. So many thanks for taking the time to chat.
You're welcome. I can speak about the treatment.
Yeah, okay. I think maybe I cut you off a little bit early there. You got more stuff we want to go on about the various treatments on offer.
Yeah, so in terms of treatment, obviously lifestyle intervention is paramount. You've got to change your lifestyle, look at all these factors that can affect blood flow and
So these are the sorts of things we've spoken about before, but essentially, smoking, drinking, exercise, diet.
Correct, absolutely.
And it's good for every part of your life as well, let's face it.
Exactly. Then you look at, regenerative medicine. So, that people use now stem cells from baby umbilical cord, which really help to regenerate tissues in the penis. PRP, or growth factors injections in the penis.
So what particular tissue are we looking to regenerate here? Are we looking to...
penile tissues.
So this isn't blood vessels this necessarily, or it might be?
Blood vessels. Blood vessel, collagen, nerves, the whole lot. Generate the whole thing. Okay. And then you've got focused shockwave therapy as well. Then you have things like magnetic field, EMTT. There's a lot of things that regenerative. Obviously, the stem cells, it's a new sort of field, and it's developing at the moment.
Right, okay. So let's home in on a couple of those. You mentioned magnetic therapy.
Let me tell you. So first, let's go with shockwave. So shockwave, there's a meta-analysis of research now on erectile dysfunction and focused shockwave. It's not experimental. It's proven now. So it give you a 70 to 80% success rate as in generating a new blood vessel, like a tree root. The more blood vessels you have, the more blood flow. If you break microplaque, you're going to get more blood flow. Also, in the long term, it will generate in your nerves. So you have more arousal, easier arousal. Magnetic field complements the process. It actually works on the cellular level, to charge up the cells and make them heal faster. Your body is designed to heal itself, in general. But a disease, injury gets in the way. Okay. So we're trying to find ways to promote the body to heal itself. And that's the best way as a non-surgical.
So tell me about this magnetic thing. So what, you've got magnets and you strap magnets to yourself, wander around with magnets. Okay. It sounds a bit funny to me.
No, basically it's called EMTT, electromagnetic transduction therapy. It's basically developed by a German-Swiss company called Storz Medical. The same company produced for decades shockwave machines for the NHS to break kidney stones. So what that technology does, it generates specific magnetic field. You don't feel it really much. It's like a tennis racket. It goes on top of the penis, not touch the penis, on top of the penis. And then if you think about the cells in the body in that area, if they don't work very well, they don't communicate very well. Every cell have a cell gate or cell membrane. They're open and closed to allow exportation, importation of healing material. What allows this is the plus and minus charge inside outside the cell membrane. When there's a problem, these charges are stagnant. You put magnetic field on top, they become active again. Okay. That's how it works. So it kind of promotes the healing of the cell.
All right, so this is not used on its own, it's used with other things.
Complementing the
shockwave. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we've got two things. I've mentioned two things here. Tell us some of the other treatments you might be using.
Okay, so stem cell, we talked about stem cells.
You mentioned stem cell, yeah.
Stem cell at the moment, not legal in this country. It's legal in other countries, Dubai, somewhere in South America, and I think Switzerland as well, and some states in America, not all America. Yeah. Why? It's a long story. I think it's political, but we're not going to discuss that here, maybe.
Okay. So this is something that you can't offer because...
We can't offer here. No. But then, we did send people to Dubai to other doctors who are actually very experienced in stem cell from umbilical cord. So the baby's umbilical cord is very, very powerful. And we chuck it away all the time. The other thing is people used to say, oh, keep your umbilical cord in case you need it for yourself. You don't have to. The stem cell in the umbilical cord is immunoprivileged. Immunoprivileged means it can be given to anyone, adapt to anybody, any blood. And what it does, it heals, regenerates tissues. It's the most powerful regenerative medicine, umbilical cord, stem cells. And there's no danger.
Okay. So the stem cells from this are then injected into the penis, just specifically into the penis or anywhere in the body, and they'll find that to the right place.
That's right, yeah. But again, after you create some sort of need for it to work on. You can't just put it in there and hope for it to work. I mean, people do intravenous stem cells for well-being, but really it's not going to be very effective unless you do maybe a super hard workout and exhaust yourself and go to the gym and then have intravenous, you have lots of inflammation. So the stem cell will go and heal all over, you know, okay. The body.
Right, we've spoken about a few potential treatments.
Yeah.
Is that it? Are there more?
There is penis pump or penile pump. Older men in general, okay, they have less sex in general. Yeah, in general. Because of life responsibilities or no partners. Now, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And not only are you going to lose the blood flow, you're going to lose the elasticity, the collagen, you know, of the penis. The penis pump will encourage blood flow into the penis and it makes the collagen more elastic. So when you need to use it, it's maintained. It's not a cure, but it's a good sort of maintenance prevention.
Keeps things in working order.
Correct. And I call that like a gym for the penis, basically.
Okay. What else do we need to discuss? We've been through a few cures. We've been through maintenance. Keep using it. Use it or you lose it. It sounds like we're pretty much there in maintenance of and trying to deal with problems of erectile dysfunction.
What we want to talk about is basically always treat the root cause, not the symptoms. Now, yes, in the medical world, this is revolution. Viagra pills, blue pills, they do work. But they only treat the symptoms, not the root cause. What they do, they expand the blood vessel, taking up more blood flow. But if your blood vessel already blocked or dysfunctional, no matter how much Viagra you're going to take or blue pill, blood is not going to flow.
Yeah, this is, I guess, the elephant in the room. We should have chatted about this before, Viagra, because, you know, it took the world by storm a few years ago. Lots of people use it.
Let me give you a quick history on that. So in 1992, three scientists discovered something called nitric oxide. It's a gas your blood vessel releases, and it relaxes the walls of the blood vessel, increased blood flow. On the back of that discovery, Pfizer, the Viagra company, jumped on that discovery and developed Viagra for blood pressure to start with, to low blood pressure. In that trial, after the done trial, the blood pressure improved a little, but not much. So it wasn't very effective. However, none of them wanted to give back the pills. Their reaction was fantastic. So Viagra companies are okay.
So they've been doing the drug trial, yeah. And they didn't want to come off the drug trial.
No. Okay. And then when they asked questions, Pfizer company, they said, the men said, well, we're getting the best reaction. Like, it's a new business there. However, if you use high dosage of things like Viagra, 50 milligram, 100 for too long, 3 years, 5 years, you know, your body become less sensitive to it. It's not going to work. That's another reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, it's treating the root, the symptom, not the root cause. You need to really address the root cause.
Okay, no, that's interesting. So have you had men come to you who have been using Viagra and they've kind of overused it and then they're looking for help?
Correct. They come back to us and once they have shockwave, and if they want to go back on Viagra, it becomes effective again.
Right.
And there's lots of research on that. Increase the efficacy of the drug. They become more sensitive to it again, which is good.
Yeah.
All right. But really, it's getting the nitric oxide better increased. Yeah? So nitric oxide, and you can get it from diet, from beetroot, from rockets, from leafy vegetable, green vegetables. That increases nitric oxide naturally. You know, exercise does that as well. Breathing from your nose increases nitric oxide because there's special cells in the nerve that get activated and they release nitric oxide. Sunlight on the skin is called dermal nitric oxide, stimulate nitric oxide production.
Okay, all right. So you're much better off. We keep coming back to this lifestyle,
yeah,
don't we? I mean, we do pretty much everything you've mentioned is you can do this, do this. Lifestyle is better, or started lifestyle.
I tell all men in my clinic, and I kind of counsel them on lifestyle. I'm writing a book at the moment on men's health, hopefully be ready next year, just to help men to understand, take them out of confusion, into understanding, into action, into transformation. That's what I make it really simple. Mm-hmm. Now, with lifestyle everything changes, not just your erectile dysfunction. Your brain, you know, your cognitive skills, you'll feel happier, better. There's another research really important to mention here, and I tell every man in my clinic to do it, 40 push-ups a day. Forget the gym, you just need a floor for it.
Yeah, there's a lot cheaper than the gym and a lot less time-consuming.
It's a big study by Harvard years ago. They studied over 1,300 men over the age of 45, 50 for 10 years. All they had to do, 40 push-ups a day. They checked the blood test, all this stuff, ECG, all that stuff. And they found all of them have one thing in common, which is amazing. They all reduced the risk of cardiovascular disease by 96%. It means more blood flow to the brain, to the penis, to all the areas in the body. And that's, you can do it.
And it's quick. It's quick and it's free.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. So look, really fascinating talk. Thank you so much for taking the time to discuss this. And the fact that, you know, so many men do suffer from this. So thanks very much for that. And we'll have to, when you've finished the book, we'll have to have another chat.
Sure, I'll be ready.
Thank you very much to my guest on this week's show. That was Mr. Leon Almishan from Man's Matters. Thank you to you for listening and have a healthy week until next week. And please do remember that you can join me on my static watt bike for a little cycle ride, a little pedal on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays at 12:30. That's on my YouTube channel, which is Relax Back UK. See you then.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job. She was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thanks for listening to the Relax Back UK show. Join me, Mike Dilk, again next week for more fascinating interviews and chat. If you're listening to the podcast version, please subscribe, like, and share it with your family and friends. And have a healthy week. Until next week.